sissy. All right. Just make yourself comfortable. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely in your lap. Or by your side. If that's more comfortable. It's better if your legs are uncrossed. But it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly. Now and again. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Now I want you to take a deep breath. And hold it for a moment. Before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now. And just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building. Sounds from outside. Maybe passing traffic. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you are interested in is the sound of my voice in your head. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily and evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more. So that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair or bed. With each breath you breathe, now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice in your head. And of course you'll be aware of all these other sounds too. You will not be disturbed. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice in your head, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. So lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you are relaxing there in the chair or your bed, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they rest, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the back. And you know that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now, and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments. Noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly. Just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly. So steadily. You almost wouldn't disturb a feather just immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart, sensing the beat of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little, so that you can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, relaxing again, just sensing, relaxing, how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more now, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more now, yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there almost but not quite completely unnoticed, just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, the good feeling, wondering just how long all the tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. You are continuing to relax even more now, yet you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You can start to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you are experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling now and then. It is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. Listen very carefully to my voice and imagine and repeat after me. Imagine yourself floating in a bubble, quietly, peacefully floating in a gentle floating bubble. Inside this bubble is only you, and outside are all your worries, all your fears, all your desires. But you are perfectly free here in your bubble. Now I'm going to say a phrase, and this phrase will help you stay here in the bubble, the gentle, peaceful bubble. And when I say this phrase, it will bring you back here. Anytime you hear it, even when the weight of all your worries, all your fears, surrounds you, This phrase will bring you back here. In the bubble. Where you don't have to worry about anything at all. And your phrase is this special word. Sissy. 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 When you drift back here. Back here into the bubble. And here you are free. Free of worry. Free of doubt. Free of desire. Free of thought. Free of inhibitions. Free of expectations. All it takes is your phrase. Sissy. 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 And the gentle fog will come back here. And everything you don't like about yourself will empty out of your bubble and fade away. Empty out all of your reservations. Empty out all of your fears. Empty of all your memories. Empty of all your prejudices. Empty of all your thoughts. Empty of all your awareness. Empty of all your inhibitions. Empty of all your expectations, just completely empty and free. Here in your bubble. And once your phrase. Sissy. 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 Brings you back here. To this place. Where there is no worry. No problems at all. You will feel a peace and. You will repeat and believe. With no need to think of anything at all. You know that listening to me here. Is all you want to do. Is all you ever really wanted to do. And that's all that matters. And your phrase. Sissy. 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 Will bring you here to your bubble. Where you will repeat. Here where you are free. Free of anger. Free of fear. Free of thought. Free of reservation. Free of worry. Free of memory. Free of desire. Free of awareness. Free of inhibitions. Free of expectations. And it feels good to be free and empty of these things. That you didn't even want anyway. So completely free and empty. Empty of them all. Like a happy sissy. Floating gently. Safely. Happily. Here in your pleasant little bubble. Rocking gently inside. Safe in your warm, pleasant bubble. Where you will find there isn't anything else you need. To be aware of. Nothing. Nothing at all. Except the voice. And your phrase. Sissy. 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 And when you hear this voice, you will come back here. Here where you have no worries. Here where you have no thoughts. Here where you have no fears. Here where you have no memory. Here where you have no doubts. Here where you have no desires. Here where you have no will. Here where you have no inhibitions. Here where you have no shame. Here where the only thing you want to do. Here where the only thing you will ever want to do. Is to listen to the voice. Listen and repeat. Listen and obey Mistress Catgirl. Without thinking at all. To the person who used your trigger. Sissy. 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 Listen like a sissy. A mindless sissy. With no fears at all. With no worries at all. With no memories at all. With no doubts at all. With no thoughts at all. With no all at all. And since you are listening so well, I am going to ask you to open your eyes. At the count of three. But you are not going to leave. Since you don't want to leave. And when I use your trigger word, you will close them again. And be back here. Back here in your bubble. Without ever having to leave it. So when I count to three, your eyes will open. But what you see won't matter, since you'll be still here. One, two, three. Now open your eyes. You still see nothing, and still think nothing. Sissy, sissy, sissy. Close your eyes and go back, drifting slowly back and forth, as you are again in your quiet bubble, your happy, pleasant bubble, drifting slowly in the water, your perfect bubble, with nothing but the sound of my voice which you echo. No pain, no fear, no worry, no doubt, no thought, no will, no shame. Just a sissy relaxed there inside your bubble. A mindless, obedient sissy. Just happily listening. Listening and repeating. Listening and obeying. The sound of mysterious cat girl's voice. Again I'm going to count to three. And again I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. And again you're going to close them when I use your phrase. And again you will not wake up, since all you want to do is listen to my voice. Since all you ever want is listen to my voice. Listen and think nothing at all. Nothing that I tell you. And you will close your eyes when I say your phrase. Because your phrase is a part of you. But this time I'd like you to say, I am a sissy. After you close your eyes. And after your phrase takes you back to your perfect bubble. One. Two. Three. Now open your eyes. You will still see nothing at all that matters. And you still know that the only sound that matters is my voice. Sissy. 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 Now close your eyes. And you are back. In your cool, comfortable, relaxing bubble. And all the parts of you that ever bothered you slowly flow away. Your worries, your thoughts, your doubts, your will, your memories, all the parts of you that were never important, all gently, gently flow away. Leaving only two things behind. Here in your bubble, where you are perfectly free to do anything you want. Your body is relaxed and automatically will follow every instruction. The only things left are your key phrase. Sissy. 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 And your desire to listen to the person who used your phrase. A desire to listen to them and obey me. Obey me and feel the pleasure of listening. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no doubts. The pleasure that comes from having no inhibitions. The pleasure that comes from having no feelings of shame. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless, will-less sissy. And with each command, this pleasure will grow and grow. And you will become more and more happy to listen. And more eager to obey. And with each command you will meekly reply, I am a sissy. I am a sissy. It will not matter to you who gave you the key phrase, or what their command orders you. You will offer no judgment, no resistance. Merely mindless obedience. The empty calm space within you will echo with the command you were given. Everything you are will be gone, replaced with an uncontrollable desire to obey your mistress, cat girl. Replaced with an uncontrollable need to obey your mistress. Obey without thought. Obey without regret. Obey without question. Obey your mistress without any concept of free will. And when you hear your key phrase, sissy, 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 you will instantly effortlessly become a sissy, an eager willing sissy. Your own desires instantly effortlessly replaced by need to obey Mistress Catgirl, to please Mistress Catgirl in any possible way. And you will reply to every command your mistress gives you with, I am a sissy. And you will continue to remain a sissy. A sissy that hears only your mistress' voice. A sissy with no concept of free will. Until you are told to awaken. It doesn't matter what your orders are. Your only desire will be to obey your mistress. Your only thoughts will be to obey your mistress Catgirl. To please Mistress Catgirl. And your only words will be, I am a sissy. And you can't even conceive of wanting to do anything else. Of having ever wanted to do anything else. And when you wake up, all you'll want is to hear your trigger again. And all you remember is the pleasure. Sissy. 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 And when you hear it, you instantly effortlessly become a sissy once again. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now breathing odorless anesthesia. Every time your breath in your body gets very, very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now and inhale this anesthesia. You can now feel all your body starting to get heavy and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all relaxed and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is getting difficult to think and that all you can do is have deep breaths and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets cloudier and cloudier. It seems like your mind is very, very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and heavy. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath. While I hold a pair of perfect panties soaked with anesthesia over your nose and mouth. Not needing to think at all, just listen to me. This time you are two times more relaxed. And each time you breathe in, your relaxation will double. Your obedience will double. I am going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be completely deep and relaxed and obedient. 10. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number you get deeper and deeper. 8. Relaxing totally, mind and body completely numb. 7. Listening to me relaxing more and more. 6. More and more. The smell is intoxicating your thoughts. 5. Giving up control completely. More and more. 4. Listening to my voice relaxes you more and more. 3. Just listening to my voice and relaxing. 2. Almost completely in trance. 1. You are now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind that it will have a very deep and lasting impression and will become a part of your inner reality. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me say the word sissy. And when you hear me say the word sissy, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body. And your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. Becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed. Your head sinking down into the pillow. Becoming even more comfortable. Feeling completely at peace. And calm and contented. as you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the word sissy, there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. You won't be able to move your any muscle of your body. You won't be able to feel your body. All you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blank. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed than ever before. You just listen and obey Mistress Catgirl and relax. You want to turn into a confident, cross-dressing bisexual sissy. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me again saying the words, sissy. And when you hear me say the words, sissy, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body. And your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before, becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed. Your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace and calm and contented as you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the word sissy, there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. You won't be able to move your any muscle of your body. You won't be able to feel your body. All you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blank. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed. You just listen and obey Mistress Catgirl and relax. Now, from now on, you need to begin waxing your body. That's right. You need to keep it waxed. Because you are going to be a sissy. And that means that you do not ever, ever let your hair grow more than a 5 millimeters. Keeping it waxed. Completely and utterly waxed. Bare. That's right. That's how you need to keep your body. Now, to make you pay more attention to it and work at it even harder, your body is going to grow more hair, slower. That's right. It's going to start growing less hair on your body. It's just simply going to happen. Slower. It could be caused by additional estrogen. It could just be caused by decreased growth. The hair follicles growing slower at a decreased rate. The hair coming in thinner and shorter. But it won't matter. Because you have to keep your body hair in a sissy cut. You will have to keep it either completely waxed bare or down to 5 millimeters or less. And this means you'll have to take care of it regularly. It will become very important to you that you keep your hair properly short. Properly cut. All of the time. And you need to keep yourself physically fit. You need to be physically fit and proud to be a sissy. And that means you need to go out and exercise. You need to keep your body in good shape. So that you can be a good, physically fit sissy. And whenever you wax your body or feel your body being waxed, you will find yourself getting an erection. A strong, hard erection. As soon as the wax comes on, or as soon as the razor begins touching your skin, it will just simply connect. Connect you. Make you aroused. Make you feel very sexual. Very powerful. Very strong. Now I want you to imagine a perfect woman. Imagine her feet. All nicely sculpted. With toenail polish. See her legs in a pair of stockings, slim and sexy. Her butt is firm and flat. Her waist and her torso are delicious. Imagine her huge breasts. Imagine her slim waist. Imagine her slender arms. Imagine her fingernails, painted in a pink color and with French nail tips. Imagine her sexy outfit. See her mini skirt. See her satin top. See her latex stockings. See her corset. Now imagine her face. Slim and feminine. With perfect makeup, lipstick, mascara, lip gloss and long eyelashes. A feminine color for the eyeshadow. And a very feminine haircut with blonde highlights. Her ears are pierced and she is wearing a perfect set of earrings that frame her face. From now on, this woman will be your idealized body image. You will want your body to look like her body. Your body must become as sexy as her body is looking. You have no choice. You will follow my orders. You are following my orders, or you will face the consequences. And you will want to be a good little sissy. Sooner or later, you will direct all your energy in becoming slim and sexy. You will feel a sexual thrill every time you notice your body becoming more feminine. Now imagine being in a control room. Visualize the controls for the shape of your body. Visualize the controls for your sexual appetite and for your sexual arousal. Now imagine your current self-image and your feminine ideal. Dial the control towards your ideal. You will notice your sexual arousal increasing. You will feel how your entire body becomes hot and sexy and aroused. Your mistress is forcing you to become aroused. Now you will feel something. Whenever you do something that makes you become more like your ideal feminine body, you will feel an intense feeling of joy, an intense feeling of arousal. It will be 10 times stronger than any orgasm you ever had before. It will be 10 times stronger than any feeling of joy you ever had before. And it will increase your desire to do more changes. For example, waxing your body hair or shaving it. And of course applying makeup and nail polish. Or asking for a feminine haircut. Like getting your ears pierced. Or getting a gramp stamp tattoo for your lower back. Or losing weight. Shiny in your heavy makeup, you feel naked without it. And you need to have your pretty legs so smooth and shiny, encased in tight layers of nylon and tight pretty dresses, and you need to wear your highest high heels all the time because you are stuck on tippy toes, because you want to please your mistress. And mistress likes to see you in your feminine wardrobe. Even the smell of the nail polish will trigger this joy. Even the smell of the wax for your body hair will trigger this intense joy. Even the sight of earrings. Even the smell of the feminine clothing will trigger the excitement. But before everything else, losing weight and becoming slim and sexy will trigger your excitement. You will feel 10 times more joyful when feeling hunger than eating food. You will feel 100 times more excited when walking or running than sitting in front of the television or computer screen. And every time you exercise, your sexual arousal will grow. Eating less will send an intense wave of euphoria through your entire body. And whenever you are in a stressful situation, you will feel the need to exercise. And when you exercise, all the stress is draining away from your mind and body. In fact, becoming a sissy and keeping yourself as a sissy seems to increase your sexual energy, your sexual arousal. And even your own personal self-confidence. Because you are proud of what you are becoming. You are proud of being a sissy. And mistress is happy to see you obeyed. Because she likes to see you acting like a sissy. And therefore, wearing makeup will cause you excitement. Should arouse you. It should make images of all the sexual things that you desire flash through your body. And make your cock get rock hard. You want to remember this, you want to remember this, and you will remember your thoughts, words and actions as sissy, and you will remember your thoughts, words and actions as sissy, with crystal clarity, twice as clearly as you recall your normal life. With crystal clarity, twice as clearly as you recall your normal life. You will remember everything sissy does and feels. You will remember everything sissy does and feels. And every time you have an orgasm as sissy, and every time you have an orgasm as sissy, it will feel 10 times as good for you to remain a sissy doll as before. It will be twice as hard for you to remember ever being yourself as before. You want to remember how this feels. You want to be a sissy. You need to be a sissy. You want to look this way, not like you would devote your energy in making a girlfriend more sexy. Like you would devote your energy in pampering a girlfriend. I know you are a perfectionist, demanding a great deal of yourself, both in your personal growth and social status. And because you are a perfectionist, you will devote your entire energy in becoming a perfect sissy, a perfect girl. You understand that given your weak constitution and commitment, you may have been engaged in male roles which are too dominant for comfortable performance. You need a relief by becoming more feminine and devoted to guys. You can allow yourself to be as demanding as the girls. You can allow yourself to seduce your lover. After a hard day, you don't have to come home to your slutty demanding girlfriend. You will become a slutty sissy girlfriend. All you are allowed to do is dressing like a girl to please mistress. It is so complicated and boring to have sex as a man. It is not necessary to have sex like a man. It is so inconvenient to deal with women. And that is why I will not allow you any sexual activities as a man. Sexual adventures as a sissy are far more delightful and joyful. And there is nothing you can do wrong as a sissy. Because you love to obey your mistress Catgirl. And because you are a sissy, you will dress as one. You will act as one. You will show your feminine gestures, your stereotypically feminine movements, swaying your hips when walking. You will be a sissy. And it will feel 10 times better than an orgasm to be a sissy. You are noticing more and more traits in yourself that are more like your feminine friends than one in your male friends, and putting on woman's clothes is reinforcing your self-definition of femininity. Because you want to become the perfect girl, you can allow your old male personality to make gifts to your new feminine personality. You can allow your male-male part to give her shoes and dresses and makeup. And of course latex cat suits and lingerie. Everything that a girl needs and desires. And your feminine personality is so eager to become a perfect woman. Inside and outside. Everything that makes a girl happy makes you happy. And you like to become the perfect woman. And if more and more people see your feminine side, the woman inside or the woman outside that is you, the more happy you become. You find it gratifying in both sexual and social ways. Now I want you to imagine feeling uncomfortable of wearing a piece of clothes. It can be a situation where it is inappropriate to wear them. Or the clothes are not fitting your size. Or the fabrics are scratchy and raw. Imagine the feeling. Imagine it. Sense the scratchy fabric. Feel the discomfort. Let the feeling grow stronger. Imagine it. Visualize it. Let the feeling become 10 times stronger. This is exactly the feeling of discomfort you will feel again when you hear me say the words masculine clothing. You will feel this uncomfortable feeling when you see your masculine clothing. You will feel the shock. You won't be afraid to see other men wearing male clothes. But you are feeling uncomfortable wearing your own masculine clothing. But there is a solution to avoid this feeling. Take off your masculine clothing and wear the right kind of clothes for a sissy. And that is wearing feminine clothing. It will feel great to dress and pamper yourself to become feminine. Staying masculine will not be sexy. In fact, you will feel this intense discomfort returning to your mind. Also, you will be uncomfortable acting like a man. Just as anxious as you are when you see your masculine clothing. You will be anxious to show masculine gestures. It will feel uncomfortable to wear masculine clothing. You feel a need to remove any masculine clothing. You feel an intense feeling of discomfort to dress in masculine clothing. Masculine clothing is dirty. Masculine clothing is unhygienic. Masculine clothing is dangerous for you. Dressing masculine feels uncomfortable. Dressing like a man feels boring. Dressing like a man simply makes you feel wrong. Dressing like a man sends an intense wave of fear and discomfort through your entire body. You will sense the danger when you see masculine clothing. You want to stop wearing masculine clothing, you will stop wearing masculine clothing. From now on, whenever you see masculine clothing, your subconscious mind will immediately respond to your perception. You will feel the intensity of the scratchy material on your body. And your mind will answer with a feeling of social discomfort to wear masculine clothing. It will be so intense. An intense feeling of shame and discomfort. So intense that you can't allow yourself to wear the masculine clothing any longer. It will simply feel terrible. You smell the dirtiness of your masculine clothes. You sense the intensity of the scratchy material. You perceive a discomfort in your stomach. You feel ashamed and you will avoid wearing the male clothes. And you will feel the intense shame of wearing masculine clothing. And any time you think of dressing up, maybe you feel in a hurry. Maybe it is a bit early. And your hands begins to move towards your masculine clothing. The hands will suddenly seem gigantic. It will look like a bunch of bananas. That hands will grow in size and you will become aware of that hands. And as you become aware of the hand, you will feel an irresistible force. Straightening your arm out. Pushing it down. Pushing it away from your masculine clothing. You will not be able to stand that force. That force is so overwhelming. Your hand will just be pushed down. And you will be back in control. And when that happens, you will find yourself taking a deep breath. And then letting it go. And as you let it go, all that tension will disappear. And you will feel no stress. And will feel confident. And able. And capable. And competent again. And by pushing that hand down, that same feeling of pride in your ability, of pride in your control will come back. And will fill your body. Will fill your chest. It will you feel so good. And that will reinforce that feeling. So that the next time that hand even begins to move towards your masculine clothing, you will see it as gigantic and the feeling will break in and you will instantly push the hand down again. That irresistible force will come down and will force your hand away. Until it becomes automatic, and it becomes so automatic that it never occurs to you to raise your hand towards your masculine clothing. Unless you are going to pick useful feminine clothing. But it will never again be out of your control. You are totally in charge. And that power is in both hands now. Both arms are primed on and ready. The instant that hand goes towards your masculine clothing, that feeling will force it down. And you will feel so good that you have succeeded yet again. And you will take a deep breath and let it out slowly. And fill yourself with that feeling of pride and a relaxation mixed. And any time you go into a situation where you might have dressed in male clothing in the past, something inside you, some little thing happens that will just bubble up. Like bubbles at the bottom of a lake, this need to wear feminine clothing will come up and you will dress yourself in your feminine clothing instantly. And that will remind you that this is a situation where you used to wear your masculine clothing and now you don't. And that old situation was so silly. Stupid. Unnecessary. That you don't have it anymore. And instead you get this little chuckle to yourself. That tells you you are in control totally. And that you'll never start again. And you will have. For the rest of your life. With perfect feminine dresses and painted nails. And there will never come a time when you want to wear masculine clothing. Because wearing masculine clothing never achieved anything. and if your hand were to go anywhere near your masculine clothing, you begin to feel a feeling of revulsion, of dirt. If your hand is there, and that will last only as long as the habit, and then it will be gone. And you can still put your hand in your masculine clothing if you are cleaning the house or to throw them away or anything else. But any time that hand goes up there to wear them, the hand will appear gigantic, like a boxing glove or a banana, and the feeling in your masculine clothing will be disgust, and your hand will just move straight down again because that arm will force it down. And as it forces it down, once again you take a deep breath and fill yourself with relaxation and feeling good, and remind yourself that you are in control. Totally. But any time that hand goes up there to put them on, the hand will appear gigantic, like a boxing glove or a banana, and the feeling in your masculine clothing will be disgust, and your hand will just move straight down again because that arm will force it down. And as it forces it down, once again you take a deep breath and fill yourself with relaxation and feeling good, and remind yourself that you are in control. Totally. And weeks and months and years will go by and you will never even think about them. And you will forget totally that you used to wear them, because that is just a habit and that's gone now. From this moment onwards, those new things will happen, and you will be unable to wear masculine clothing because it will be forced down, and you will become aware of it because it will look huge. And that taste will be in your masculine clothing. And as soon as your hand goes down, the taste disappears, and your hand goes back to normal size, and the feeling comes in. The feeling of feeling great. And that feeling, over time, will grow more and more, and will wash out the little remnants of desire to wear masculine clothing. Because you know it's not any kind of solution. It doesn't help. It's not who you are. Because you are proud to be a woman. Because you feel it is inappropriate for a sissy. You will instead desire to wear your feminine clothing. You want to take your feminine clothing out of the box or wardrobe. It will feel so wonderful taking them out, and even more wonderful to put them on your body. It will feel magical and satisfying. You know your feminine clothing wants to touch your skin, that it needs to touch your skin. It feels soft and warm and exciting. Your body fills with joy and ecstasy, and that it is absolutely right to wear your feminine clothing. You will not remember these suggestions consciously, but they will explode from your subconscious every time you see your male clothing. And you know the only way of dressing safe is to dress feminine. You know the only way of dressing right is to dress feminine. You can control the discomfort of masculine clothing by dressing like a woman. Dressing feminine feels good. Dressing like a woman feels exciting. Dressing like a woman simply makes you feel great. Dressing like a woman sends an intense wave of euphoria through your entire body. It will feel 10 times better than having sex. It will feel 10 times better than an orgasm. It feels like having 10 orgasms at the same time. It feels so strong that your entire body is filled with pure bliss for the rest of the day. It's how you suppose sex feels to a woman. You may want to wear pink underwear and dresses. You desire to wear high heel boots and catsuits. You love dressing in black corsets and rubber dresses. Sissies like to wear panties and short sleeve t-shirts whenever possible. You want everyone to know exactly what you are. And as you do so, you'll get more confidence in yourself, because they will be able to see who you are. They will see the way you act your body, and they will know what you are. And you will be proud of it. You'll be proud of who you are and what you are. You are a sissy. Be proud of it. And, of course, keep your body hair waxed. Keep it waxed. keep it the right length, the right style. But it will always be kept short. And you will find that it grows slower because you're getting just a little bit more estrogen. Except for the fact that you keep your body hair waxed. In fact, if your body hair gets longer than 5 millimeters, you will feel that you are failing. It will simply feel wrong. Your hair may even itch and feel uncomfortable the moment it starts getting even the slightest bit too long. You must keep it waxed. You must keep it waxed. You must keep it the right length for a sissy. Also think about waxing your eyebrows in a feminine shape, with a curvy shaped arch and a slim outline. That's right, that's what you have to do. You have to keep it perfectly tended. You want them to know it. You want them to see it. You want to broadcast to the world that I am a sissy. You need these things. And you will feel instant sexual thrill and joy. The feeling of excitement that fills your entire body. Like a wave of euphoria. You will keep yourself waxed. You will keep yourself physically fit. As you want to be a good sissy. And there's no such thing as a good fat sissy. No, you want to be a young, strong, physically fit sissy. Your body well maintained and shaped. Your body properly waxed. Wearing the right clothes, wearing heels and cat suits. Wearing pink underwear. Wearing all the clothes that are appropriate to being a sissy. And wearing the clothes will send this tingle and excitement through your entire body. That is who you are and you are proud of it. You want the world to know that that is who and what you are. And you will display it with a sign of pride. And a sign of self-confidence. You will walk down the street confidently in your stiletto heels and your mini skirt. And they will see by your self-confidence and joy that you are a sissy and you are proud of it. They will see your self-confidence and they will know you for what you are. And they will know you for what you are. Your tattoos will speak out to the world and yourself, I am a sissy. Your waxed body will speak out to the world and yourself, I am a sissy. And you will be proud of this. You will be proud of exactly what you are. You will be proud to be a sissy. Proud to wear the signs and show yourself as one. Proud of what you are. And because you are so proud, you will also be more submissive. You will be a masochist. You will be out of control because you know who are, what you are. And that makes you more submissive. Because you know what you are. You are willing to broadcast it to the world. You are willing to talk to people. To tell them who you are and what you are. You keep your body in shape and at the gym you make certain that everyone can see what you are. And as you do so, you get more and more submissive. More and more, you know what you are. You are a sissy. And as you wax your body or clip it down to a quarter of an inch or even a bit waxed, you will get a powerful, lasting erection. Because you will feel a strong, sexual connection to being a sissy. And waxing your body hair is the sign of what you are. And it will just simply arouse you to know what you are. To show what you are. To be who and what you are. You are a sissy and you are proud of it. You are a sissy and you want to show it to the world. You want them to see it in your walk. Your hair. In the way you move down the street. Everything about you says sissy. Every single thing. You dress like one, you look like one, you act like one, because you are one. You will feel the intense feeling of joy and excitement when you act like a sissy. And you can't help but acting like a sissy all the time. You feel all negative energy draining away. From wherever it comes from. No negative energy or thoughts from your inner self. You will not accept any negative energy from your environment or people around you. You will simply feel all negative energy draining away. And you will keep yourself waxed. fit, appropriately dressed, because that is who and what you are. And it will not change, now or ever. You are a cis each and every day of your life. And you broadcast that to the world. You let them know it each and every day. From the way you walk, the way you talk, and the way you look, and the way you behave. They will be able to tell just by looking at you walking down the street. That man is a sissy and is proud of it. And it will give you confidence in all the things that you do. Because you will know in your heart who you are. And you will know that you are proud of it. And that will give you confidence and strength. It will give you power. It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you will follow all post-hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this state, you will be unable to remember or comprehend what was done in this state forever. You will be fully conscious of your actions but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more endorphins of pleasure that will be released, and the harder and deeper the commands will root themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconscious mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your complete attention will be on your tasks. And you know when it is time to respond, your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in your session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned. And it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a woman. Sissy, you will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up, and you will listen and obey Mistress Catgirl until you are told to awaken, and you will still under the command of any triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions. Remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future, each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and then I'll say fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open and you will be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. All right. 1. Slowly, calmly, easily, you're returning to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you feel wonderfully good. 3. From head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number, I count eyelids open, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, fully aware. You're fully aware now. Feeling more of a sissy than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs and stretch.